Welcome to the E-Spot, ladies and gentlemen. Walchuk, feels good to be in the safe space.
Yeah, back in the safe space. It's hit the E-Spot on the Nosebleed Seats podcast. Zach Walchuk, Eric Chiafalo, naked as f***.
Thank you to Earth, Wind, and Fire for the vibes. If you've never been here before, this is where I basically take us through an assortment of sounds.
Sometimes it's a copious amount of sound.
Really an audio buffet, if you will.
And I love buffets.
Oh, who doesn't? And sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not.
I like when it's sex.
Sometimes it's alcohol-induced.
I was a little hungover, I won't lie. I had too much to drink last night. And, I was so frustrated with yesterday that today was really, I'm not going to say a write-off, but I didn't feel like I was in the golf tournament. And whether I shot 69 or 73 today, I wouldn't have, you know, it wouldn't have been heartbreaking. But as it happened, I shot 67. So, it's funny game.
That, of course, is Eddie Pepperell of the PGA Tour.
Man, so the dude is hammered as hell.
Right? This is after the U.S. Open. He's talking about the going into the final round of the U.S. Open. He got hammered.
U.S. bleeping open.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago.
Just gets freaking schnockered and then goes out and hits a 67?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's almost as crazy as the dude that went out and tossed a no-hitter or a perfect game high on freaking LSD.
I'm not even privy to that story.
Yeah.
I'm blanking up the name,
but there was a pitcher who went out and either threw a no-hitter or pitched a perfect game, and he was literally on an acid trip.
All right, so we're going to do this is a tease ahead. We're going to do a Nosebleed Seats story time later on this week, next week, and we're going to dive into that story.
All right, I can't wait to get right going. Yeah, I got a buddy. I'll ask my boy Brandon. Brandon, good old Brandon Bordenero, your fellow.
Oh, my Italian brethren.
Italian brethren, yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing good. He's got a coaching/ teacher job.
Man, he looks good. That hair.
He does have nice hair. Got great hair, great hair just in general.
You know, this next guy has pretty good hair.
Around 12 years ago, my house is right around the corner from a personal trainer who trains famous people, basically. And he trained Kanye West. And one morning, I was leaving my house, and Kanye West jogged by me and said, "You're a funny motherfucker." And then I was just like, I think that was Kanye West, but I wasn't 100% sure. A few weeks later, I was sleeping in on the weekend. I had drunk a lot the night before, and my wife was over. We have a buzzer at our door that's attached to the phone system. And early in the morning, like, the phone rang, and I heard her answer it. And she just was like, "Hello?" And I just heard her go, "Can Seth come outside and play basketball?" She goes, "Who is this?" And then I just hear her go, "Kanye who?" And then I was like, "Oh no, it's Kanye West." And I ran downstairs, and like literally like he was standing at my front door with like a basketball under his arm and was like, "You want to come play?" Mr. West is in the building. Like he was just a kid in the neighborhood. And I was like, dude, honestly, I'm like so hungover. I can't do this. And I run into him periodically over the years. And I love Kanye West.
Dude, his laugh. Seth Rogen has like the most, it's
undeniable.
Him. That's an awesome story.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, just Seth Rogen and Kanye West kind of bros that never hang out, but
he does have great hair.
He's got very fantastic Jewish hair.
Yes, he does.
Got the Jewish fro, like there's no tomorrow, man. He is absolutely the definition of Jewish.
Is he an inspiration to you?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Seth Rogen, but as an inspiration, I mean, look, I think
not so much. I mean, he's one of the most successful.
Very proud of the success
stoners
that, he's had.
That we've ever known.
Certainly, came from the freaks,
he's hilarious
freaks and geeks lineage with Judd Apatow, James Franco, and company. And ever since then, I think it's badass what he's doing. I mean, I heard him once. I think he was on a Letterman or Kimmel, one of those late night shows, and he talked about how he literally did nothing. He quit his jobs, quit everything, and he just like locked himself into his apartment with his now producing partner, Evan Goldberg. And all they did was just smoke a bunch of pot and write scripts. And those have since turned into Pineapple Express.
Bro, Superbad is probably the most top-notch thing he's ever done.
Yeah, Superbad is by far...
He's done a lot of great things. A
lot of great comedies.
But, oh my gosh, Superbad is still just so incredibly hilarious from start to finish. And he wrote that thing. I mean, that's brilliant. And he was amazing in the movie. Fantastic. I do think it's funny how the guy before him, the professional golfer, when he was hungover, he still stepped up at the U.S. Open, shot 67.
It's also his job.
Seth Rogen was hungover. He woke up. Kanye West at the door. I mean, if Kanye West at your door, how hungover do you have to be to say no?
I'm probably doing the same thing because we were both Jewish and non-athletic.
Say, Kanye, thanks, but no thanks, homie.
I would probably be like, Kanye, I'm going to make a
dinner on me
joke
next week
of myself. Yeah, let's go to dinner.
Let's do dinner next week.
I'm down for dinner. Yeah, let's do dinner.
What if Kanye's doing keto?
I don't think Seth is. No, I don't think Seth is. But I bet Kanye's dabbled in a little bit of keto throughout his life. Seems like the kind of guy that would give it a try. And drinks pee.
I bet this next guy drinks pee.
Seth Rogen, or Joe Rogan, another Rogan, does drink pee.
I guarantee you this next guy drinks pee.
No recollection of that happening at all.
At all. This store sells some good liquor. I drank a lot of it that night.
The viral video shows Robbie Stratton running through a convenience store with an alligator in his hands. He takes the animal in the beer fridge as well.
I don't even remember coming up here.
We asked Stratton where the alligator came from.
No clue. No clue. I literally came to the store and he was in the back of the truck. They tell me what I did was stupid and I'll be facing some charges here soon and probably go to jail, probably not. We'll see.
He says he regrets his decision, and he's been in contact with the FWC.
All right, am I right or am I right? Does
probably
that not
go
sound
to jail.
Like a guy?
Probably
does that not.
Not
sound like a guy that drinks pee?
Yeah, I think that dude will drink literally anything that resembles liquor that he thinks is liquor.
He's
in
like,
any capacity.
No clue.
Like, holy crap, there's
no clue.
There's liquor in my own pee. Oh, let me drink it. I might drink it, maybe not.
I'll give you
to jail, maybe not.
$150 if you can tell me where this guy is from.
Florida.
Ding, ding, ding. You, sir, don't get $150.
Winning.
Yes, you are.
Woo!
Yeah, this is a Florida man situation. Ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
which is
man, that's funny.
No surprise to any of us.
That is golden audio right there, just like golden pee.
Literally, the dude's carrying, you can see footage when you watch it on the news. This dude's carrying an alligator through the convenience store.
Like under his shoulder?
Yeah, he's like a football.
Like it's no big
deal.
He's
literally running through the convenience store with an alligator.
Is he wearing
like
overalls?
It's a football.
I picture overalls.
Overalls is a good look, but no, this dude's wearing jeans, black shirt, and a hat, and he doesn't know
is
how he got
camo
there.
Hat?
He doesn't not he not only doesn't know how the alligator got there, the same alligator that ended up in his arm, like a football. He didn't know how he himself got there, or when. This dude, and he was a pretty young guy.
Mike
he looked
jail.
Like he was from
probably
the swamp.
Not.
Like it looked like he was born in the swamps. Of Florida.
He's clearly comfortable with the alligator, so maybe it's like a Mowgli situation.
Potentially.
And instead of the wolves,
yeah. He's just
alligator.
A drunken Mowgli.
Oh, man, that's freaking golden.
He drinks his own pee.
Literally does that. Probably
awesome.
Swims in it, too.
All right, let's get hyped.
You see that lovely lady there? She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also, Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's AJ's mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. Ah, it's a what a beautiful woman.
Wow, AJ's doing some things right down in
Tuscaloosa. So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around.
No one gets me hyped for college football like Brent Musburger.
Really? Why Brent? Because he's
just because he's such a freaking loon. He's up there talking. He's talking about like a 19-year-old girl in that moment.
It's Catherine Webb, if I'm not mistaken.
Catherine McCarron Webb. Excuse
me. Or Catherine Webb McCarron?
Or Cat. Is that a-
It would be Cat. It's maiden name first.
Catherine Webb McCarron. Yes,
yes.
Correct. Yeah.
Man. And
good on you.
Good for AJ.
Yeah, no, good on AJ, but that was one of the best just little sidebars
I mean,
in the call. And that's the end of the call of a football game.
He is literally like like explosion in his pants.
This is like fourth quarter LSU Alabama, and Musburger's got his eyes on the 19-year-old Webb McCarron.
Well, that time she was just Webb.
How bad do you feel for her in this very second, knowing that?
I don't feel bad for her.
Her and her husband are in Buffalo currently. I mean, come on, man.
I doubt that she went to Buffalo with him. I doubt that she's in Buffalo.
You think they're apart?
I think they're apart.
She's back in Bama?
I think that, yeah, she's wherever she wants to be.
Just slinging barrels of hay.
And he is,
with makeup on.
She's flying into town when she needs to. She's coming to the games when she needs to.
But she never needs to.
But she is trying.
That's the kicker.
She never needs to. It's more of like a desire. Like, do I want to show up to the game? Is AJ finally starting?
Nah.
Like week one, maybe she'll be there.
Yeah.
Dude, where do they play week one? That's what we need to look up. The
probably
Buffalo
Ralph
Bills
Wilson.
Schedule. Let me do an update here.
Yeah, give me a little e-spot Ralph Wilson. Are you about to ask Siri?
Yeah.
Nice.
Who do the Buffalo Bills play week one?
The Jaguars?
Oh, no. That's the Giants. Their playoff game that they lost.
The Giants play the Jaguars. We already know that. We got Ramsey
Buffalo
versus...
Buffalo Bills 2018 schedule.
Week one, we know we got that Giants versus Jags. I got Ramsey. Walchuk's got Beckham.
I think they play at the Ravens week one.
At the Ravens.
At
Bills,
the Ravens.
At
it's not even a home game, so she can go to Baltimore.
She can go to Baltimore.
Get some crab cakes. She'll really like that.
She's crab cakes. Tell her you mean some crab cakes.
God. Okay, so it's funny that this has now come up. Superbad, Wedding Crashers, and The Hangover are my top three favorite comedies of all time. Now,
that's incredible.
Like, of the new age.
I kind of just want to wedge 40-year-old virgin somewhere
and
in
it's
there.
It's so up
you
there.
Know?
It's like, so in there. But it's not better, in my opinion, than those three movies.
I hear you. Are
it's
you a Dumb
so
and Dumber
good.
Guy, by the way?
I am a Dumb and Dumber guy.
Okay,
the sequels never should have been made.
No.
Never should have been made.
I'm talking about the, you know.
Jim Carrey,
Dumb and Dumber.
That era of Jim Carrey, The Mask,
oh
Dumb
gosh.
And Dumber, Liar, Liar,
oh,
Ace Ventura.
Phenomenal.
That is Jim Carrey at his finest.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
No doubt. So I'm with you on that. We have the same taste in comedy.
All right, let me ask you something. You want to get more hyped for college football?
I'd love to get more hyped for college football. My college football chub is at almost a 10.
All right, I'm going to make it go to a freaking 20.
Woo!
Coach Crowley, Sullivan, Spartans, Wire. A little bit of a follow-up on that question. He came into Ann Arbor with perhaps the most hype of any coach in the history of the Big Ten, maybe in all of college football. A few years later, you've got a third place, and fourth place finish, and you're 1-5 against Michigan State and Ohio State. What do you have to do this year to demonstrate to the Michigan community that you are on the path to achieving what they hired you to achieve?
Pew, 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 pew. From the Spartan Press? Is that where he said he was from? From the Spartan Press.
I think it's the Spartan Wire.
Either way, he's got
to... He's got to work for
Michigan State.
This is the most confident guy I've ever heard in my life.
And he's asking him, I assume it's Harbaugh.
Oh, this is to Harbaugh. Yes, this is at the Big Ten Media Day just a couple of weeks ago.
So it's a Michigan State beat writer or newspaper guy.
And he's
sticking it to this Michigan coach. Spartan Press.
Oh my God. I think his name's Sullivan.
He literally walked up to that table.
Sully.
And just dropped his big fat schlangaloon
right on freaking Harbaugh's forehead.
And said,
bro,
what?
In front of all freaking Michigan, all the Big Ten, all the whatever that is, the Midwest, all of the Midwest press were there for
all
it.
The potatoes.
All the potatoes and
the Grudens were there, and they were like, holy moly, this Spartan Press dude, my God, I got to get a fork. Give me a fork.
Dude, let's hear him introduce himself one more time.
Coach Crowley, Sullivan, Spartans, Wire.
Coach Crowley, Sullivan, Sully.
Spartans, Lair, so it's even worse.
No, Spartans, Wire. It is Spartans,
oh, it's
Wire.
Spartans, Wire?
Yeah, Spartans, Wire.
I thought he said Spartans, Lair.
No, Spartans, Lair.
I'm thinking, my God. Spartans Lair. I think this guy just got in there with the pass and made this up.
Spartans Lair. Spartans Wire.
I'm from the Spartans Lair.
I'm from the Spartans Lair. I'm going to proceed to shred you.
You didn't get Harbaugh's
family, your coaching staff.
What was Harbaugh's reaction
to
that question?
Seconds. Here it was. You want to hear it?
I'd love to. Wasn't it?
That was it?
No. He had to have said something.
No, that was literally...
sigh?
Yeah, it was just... I mean, where do you go from there? It was a smack of the lips. It was a deep sigh. He did end up getting into something, but the video cut off because that didn't really matter.
Man.
Sully stole the show.
I think this year, especially now that Ohio State's going to decline with the whole Urban Meyer stuff.
Urban Meyer Wiener.
This is the year for Michigan. They got some badass transfer from
Ole Miss.
I don't know how
he's going to get that mushroom stamp off. I don't know how he's going to get Sully's mushroom stamp off his face. How can you win games on the sideline with a mushroom stamp?
He's going to win games. I'm telling you, they'll make the playoffs.
He's got Spartans wire freaking mushroom stamp all
over
his face.
Michigan wins the Big Ten, makes the college football playoff. Book it.
Walchuk's calling it now.
Yes.
You already booked it. Okay, so this is you. So you've booked it twice now.
Yep.
Okay? And that is for that, which is what?
Michigan will win the Big Ten.
You've also booked one other thing. Do you remember what it is?
Michigan will make the playoff.
No. Not talking about college football anymore. I'm talking about the NFL.
Zeke will run for 2,000 yards.
Yes, sir. Book it.
Book it, because I'm in the swimming pools, beaches.
All right, let's see who's hitting the E-spot next.
Love hitting that spot.
This man listening to his own mixtape while he listening.
Yo, turn it off!
Who was that, Cole Beasley? Was that Cole Beasley listening to 89 Stings or whatever
way,
that is?
Way too good to be Cole Beasley.
Le'Veon Bell.
No, that's a good guess. Okay, you got one more. Basketball.
It's basketball. Who's got a mixtape in the NBA?
Think about it. He may have just gotten there. I got a pair of them. So do you.
Is it Lonzo?
Yeah.
It's Lonzo Ball?
It's Lonzo Ball. So here's the picture. That's Josh Hart in the video saying this fool here is listening to his music. He goes into the gym at Lakers facility. Lonzo's in there, I guess, by himself with his trainer or something. And he's working out in there. And he's playing his own mixtape throughout the loudspeakers
and
in
he's
the gym
rapping.
While he works out. Yeah, it's Lonzo rapping. Yeah, he's got music out and whatnot.
I mean, I guess if you can't get hyped your own music,
so Josh Hart's going in there and just clowning him for it, and he threw it on Instagram or Snapchat.
I think that's hilarious. I think that's awesome. But I guess the real question would be, what's your opinion on him listening and lifting to his own mixtape?
Well,
because you and I think, both listen to the shows back, because that's how we're able to critique it and know, like, hey, this one was good, this was bad, we need to improve on this, yeah. I want to improve on that. So maybe...
Mostly
bad. Yeah, definitely. I mean,
mostly terrible.
Jeez, usually horrific. But maybe
it's honestly painful.
He's doing the same thing. He's like, look, if I can't work out and get hyped to my own stuff, but...
Then what the hell? No, I get it. Like, I would probably, if I was into music, I would probably like my own music, right? I mean, I'm sure people...
Like, if you don't like your own music, who the fuck else? I mean, oh, jeez, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
Chuck, you just a dirty
yeah,
boy.
I'm sorry, but who the heck else will? It's like, if you don't believe in yourself, who else is going to believe in you? If you don't like your content, who else is going to like your content?
Your mom.
Probably LeVar.
Unless you're a rapper, your mom probably doesn't like your content.
No, I don't know if... I don't even know.
LeVar probably...
Does he even have a mom?
Produced the damn album.
I thought LeVar was the mom and the dad.
Huh? Oh, yeah. No. He's just the dad. But the mom, I think... I don't want to speak out of terms here, but I'm pretty sure the mom had some health issues of some sort. I'm not sure exactly what the extent was, but I think they were... relatively serious, but I mean, I know she's still with us and everything. I don't know what her condition is.
So not like catastrophic.
I forgot my doctor, my serious doctor
Why?
Today. Sorry. Can't answer that, man. I wish I could tell you I don't know, but I don't have my hat on. Let's see who's hitting the E-spot next.
What do you have?
Have you had any kind of a long conversation with Quentin Nelson? Is that
any kind of a long conversation? Yeah, absolutely. I have. Yes, I have. It's a good group of Ruckies. How? Basically, by me telling them how much I think Notre Dame stinks. And we've talked a lot. He's a good dude. He's probably got the broadest back I've ever seen in my life. And he's got a very funny sense of humor. He's fitting in very well.
I'll tell you what I have. I have a pituitary issue / future comeback player of the year, putting the coming comeback, Mr. Andrew Luck himself, speaking about his current first round pick, Quentin Nelson, who's going to be protecting him, but also really just for the beauty of hearing Andrew Luck speak. with that issue he has. I don't know medically if it's
what do you mean
considered
issue?
An issue.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I mean, you can't tell. I mean, it's an issue, right?
What?
I don't know if it's medically.
I don't
like
know
I said,
what
I don't
you're
know
even
if a
talking
would
about.
Consider it an issue.
What are you even talking about? What?
Talking about his gland issue.
What do you mean his gland issue? What do you mean?
Like his pituitary problem?
What about
right?
it? He speaks like a human being speaks. I understood what he was
he
saying.
He does not speak. He does not speak like a human being speaks. He doesn't even look like a human being looks.
He just has a hairy neck.
Yeah, he's got a crazy hairy neck.
Okay.
And he's got a pituitary problem. I mean,
no,
what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You think he's got a list?
All right, so when
you
hear
he's got a speaking issue.
So when you hear Andrew Luck speak, you don't think any, you just feel like it's like hearing anybody else. Just,
yeah,
you run-of-the-mill person talking is Andrew Luck talking.
Yes, I hear
sounds
Andrew
like
Luck.
Sounds like you and me.
I hear Andrew Luck.
No,
everyone sounds like you and me.
Are you kidding me?
We sound extremely sexy. Our sexy sound is unlike anyone else sounds.
I don't think.
But Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck sounds like he's talking underwater.
No, he does not.
But that water is just a whole bunch of freaking gargle.
You think he's got a lot of, an excess buildup of saliva.
Something.
Maybe he
Let's
does.
Let's hear him again, dude. You can't tell me this guy doesn't sound ridiculous, and it's amazing.
It
I
doesn't
love it.
Doesn't sound ridiculous.
I want to just freaking, I want to relish it and take it all in, but.
You think he sounds great.
It's definitely an issue.
Right. Right.
Andrew, what do you think about Quentin Nelson?
Yeah, absolutely. I have. Yes, I have. It's a good group of rookies. How? Basically, by me telling them how much I think Notre Dame stinks. And no, we've talked a lot. He's a good
dude. Come on,
dude. He's probably got the broadest back I've ever seen in my life.
You're reaching.
He's got a very funny sense of humor. He's fitting in very well.
He's fitting in very well.
Talking fine.
He's got the broadest.
I mean, go back and
he's
watch.
He's got the broadest back I've ever seen.
You don't sound anything like him. And I love Andrew Luck. I always have. So bleep you. And thank God they drafted Quentin Nelson. That's the reason he's playing this year.
Got a really broad back.
Have you seen the Andrew
Quentin
Luck
Nelson
Twitter account?
Notre Dame.
Have you followed that Twitter account at all? It's like,
oh yeah, faux Andrew Luck or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, that
yeah, no,
is
that
a
is
great Twitter account.
Fun. Oh, it's great.
That yeah. is hilarious.
Better than faux John Madden. But I don't know if it's better than faux John Gruden.
There's a faux John Gruden?
Oh, there's a faux John Gruden.
Oh, faux John Gruden. You haven't had
faux John Gruden?
I have never had faux John
I've literally
Gruden.
Woken up to faux John Gruden for breakfast. Like,
are we talking the
I
soup?
Had it. No, yeah. P-H. P-H-O John Gruden. That'd be pho John Gruden.
That'd be pho.
I'm not
yeah,
saying
pho.
Pho John Gruden. I'm
have you had
faux John Gruden? That's very disrespectful for you to say faux John Gruden.
Faux Gruden.
Let's get us more ready for the NFL. Shall we?
Did I go to jail?
Nope.
There we go.
How does that get us ready for the NFL and hype for the NFL season? Well, that was Dante Fowler when he was asked if he felt like he matured this offseason. Let's hear that again.
Did I go to jail?
Nope.
There we go.
Hey, Dante, did you, what do you think? Did you mature this offseason? You think?
Did I go to jail?
Nope.
There we go.
All right, there you go. Cool. I mean, hey, you didn't go to jail. I guess that's a pretty good explanation for
you
me.
You know what? I think it is. And that is all he should have said. I mean, that dude's been through hell and back, right? Can't ever stay on the field, suspended. Doesn't know who the hell he's even playing for anymore. And now it's like, suck my ball sack. I'm just going to go ahead and say, hey, did I get arrested? No. So why does it matter, bro?
Now it's time to hit the e-spot in such a way that only championships can do.
I think the best party that we had was probably after we won the championship. We all went out to strip club in Miami, and that was like our, as a team, we went out and had us a huge party. We probably, as a group, had six figures, probably 100,000 ones that we threw and party with the strippers and had the best time. That probably was the best time that we had was after we won the championship. The after party.
I know that quality's not the best, but that's one Antoine Walker.
What, the bankrupt former NBA star?
Reminiscing about that time the Dwayne Wade-led Miami Heat beat the Dirk Nowitzki-led Dallas Mavericks in the 2006 NBA Finals. And the after party, after they won in Dallas on their home court, the AAC, they flew back to Miami and had a sort of a team bonding experience. where they all went to the strip club, and they had about $100,000 in ones, and proceeded to make it rain, according to Antoine Walker.
Maybe that's why he doesn't have any money now.
That is probably one.
That's true.
Probably that was probably a perpetual problem for Antoine. I don't want to assume, but I would venture to guess that wasn't the first or last time Antoine Walker was making it rain. So yeah, I would imagine the strip club probably soaked up a good bit of his coin. It's a sad time.
Yeah,
but
I bet
it's
a lot of
story.
Cocaine and other drugs.
Oh
and
yeah,
other
I mean,
women
it was,
and
it was just Miami. It was sort of
and
when in Rome,
lots
you
of
know?
Food, lots of food for sure.
Yeah. So thank you, Antoine Walker, for the story and for the trophy, my man. Walchuk, I have some news for you.
Give it to me.
B-Spot is coming to an end.
Oh, that's all you had?
Dunsky's.
Well, you know, I enjoyed what was there. That was a tasty buffet. I think I got a nap in, got some good main course. Still looking for a little dessert,
Who
though.
Hit the Z-Spot the most, in your opinion,
tonight? Ooh, man. Ah, that is a
Musburger
good
really brought
question.
It strong. To me, Musburger? Andrew Luck really potentially could have brought
Love
it the strongest.
Andrew.
The Florida man was a strong one.
Definite contender.
Don't want to leave out that guy. But I don't know. I think I got to go with Sully from the Spartans Wire.
Yeah,
just
that
laying
dude.
His freaking meat all over Jim's face in front of the entire press. That was beautiful.
Man, but in a...
He just put it down.
I thought that guy was great, but in a sneak attack upset with a freaking alligator under his arm, I'm going with
the
Florida man.
Oh, yeah, the Florida man. Is that what you're thinking?
The Florida man. Yeah. But I'm just going to pretend he was wearing overalls instead of whatever he was wearing.
Yeah, if you pretend he had overalls on,
I think it's better.
That does have a
better.
Good look to
I'm
it.
I'm literally picturing the dude from The Waterboy that used to grab his nipples.
The confidence that Sully had, though, when he laid that hammer... I mean, my God.
No, the Spartans Lair guy was
the
totally
Spartans
on point.
Lair,
totally
though.
On point. I mean, it's 1A and 1B. But
truly, truly.
I'm going to go with the alligator dude because I love Mowgli and the Jungle Book, and
fair
that's
enough.
Where my burn vote goes.
All right. Well, I'm sticking with Sully and the Spartans
hey,
Lair.
Hey, we can have a tie
but,
winner.
God, I do have
you
a special
some
place
food?
For Andrew Luck in my heart.
And pad Thai or some pho?
Some pho.
Okay.
By the way, you want to take back that whole Fudge on Gruden thing you went through
what about
a few
it?
Minutes ago? A little disrespectful.
No, I love John. Biter through white banana.
Some with turkey.
Turkey and potatoes.
Derek Carr.
Give me that fork, huh?
Wish I had Gurley.
I wish I had Gurley. I wish I had
Lynch.
Two Gurleys. God. And a couple of grinders out there.
Grinders, Grudens.
Mm. Grudens and grinds.
Gravy.
You know, my brother,
Kirk,
used to be a great coach in the Arena Football League.
Kirk?
Cousins?
Gold.
Shoot Gold, God.
Mm. Jesus.
McCoy, Fook.
Thanks for everything.
Love you.
You're the man.
Hugs and pounds, everybody. We'll be back. Nosebleed Seats, the show everyone can afford to listen to.
Coach Crowley Sullivan, Spartans wear.
No, we've talked a lot. He's a good dude.